Look! It's Unicron!
Eh? What's all this then?
Unicron! Where? Right there!
Well, behind the planet!
It is the planet! The ships! Get to the ships or we're all dead!
Oh dear.
Spike Witwicky, Vice Grip X as Clifftimber, Zabavor as everyone else, and special guest star Captain Jean-Luc Picard as Brawn. It is the year 1905. The treacherous deception.
Well, Timmy, did you install the Y2K fix to the narration software yet?
Hold on, I'll do it right now. Sheesh.
It is the year 2005. The treacherous Decepticons have, well, considering they've made it fairly obvious from the get-go that they were out to conquer Cybertron, we can hardly call them treacherous, can we? The Decepticons have conquered Cybertron. Somehow. But from secret staging grounds on two of Cybertron's moons, the valiant Autobots prepare to retake their homeland. Secret staging grounds? Who do they think they're fooling anyway?
Ironhide, report to me at once. Every time I look into a monitor prime, it's the same old junk. Can't Lifetime show anything else besides endless reruns of the Golden Girls? Listen up, Ironhide. I want you to make a special run to Autobot City on Earth. But Prime, can't I just take a shuttle instead? Listen, Ironhide, we don't have enough Energon cubes for a blasted martini, so get going. We need the energy for our assault on Cybertron. Your days are numbered now, Decepticreeps. Death for you. Jazz, report.
Well, our top 40 today starts off with Dancing Queen by ABBA, followed by...
No, the security report.
No sign of Decepticons here, Prime.
You didn't really check, did you?
Yeah, I did, man. Honest.
What about the other moon base?
Which one?
You know, the other one. The one that isn't Moon Base 1.
You mean Moon Base 2?
That's the one.
Jazz to Moon Base 2! Jazz to Moon Base 2!
Bumblebee and Spike here.
Hey, man, why are you repeating yourself?
Well, you started it.
Spike, we're about to send up a shuttle. Any Decepticon shenanigans in your area? Not that it'd stop us from sending the shuttle, but we'd like to know.
All clear, Jazz.
Hey, Ironhide, tell my son Daniel that I'll be...
Spike, I know your son's name. What's with the blatant exposition? I don't get it.
Never mind.
Cliff Jumper, commence countdown.
5, 4. Yeah, blast off.
Now all we need is a ton of Energon and the scriptwriters on our side.
Laserbeak returns, Megatron.
Welcome, Laserbeak. Unlike some of my other warriors, you never fail me. In fact, since you're so dependable, Laserbeak, go destroy Optimus Prime!
You flipped, Megatron!
Silence, you fool! Laserbeak, before you go, play back your findings.
I want you to make a special run to Autobot City on Earth.
Skip to the good part, Laserbeak.
Now all we need is a ton of Energon and the scriptwriters on our side.
Ah! Shockwave! Fetch me the phone book. I'll deal with those scriptwriters.
Megatron?
The evil Decepticons finally decide to attack Ironhide's shuttle. They burst through, finding only Brawn at the controls, while everyone else is playing bridge in the lounge.
Megatron! Decepticons!
So, Brawn, did you think that I forgot the time you shot me with my own fusion cannon, and I said I would get you back? Well, now, it's time! That was too easy, Starscream.
Oh yeah?
You're dead, Brawn.
Just but a scratch.
A scratch? Your shoulder's gone.
No, it isn't.
Look!
I've had worse.
You lie! Well, that's done. Now on to...
Oh, yeah?
Don't give me this garbage! Little guy, wasn't he? That was a lot harder than I thought it would be.
Much harder, almighty Megatron, than attacking the real threat, the Autobots' moon base!
You're an idiot, Starscream. Hold on! The other Autobots! Where are they, anyway?
It looks like they abandoned ship. They survived!
It is no matter. When we slip by the early warning systems in their own shuttle and destroy Autobot City, the Autobots will be vanquished forever!
No, yeah?
No!